Poole had approached it from the rear. He had been careful not to go in front of the shallow parabolic reflector, lest Betty interrupt the beam and cause a momentary, but annoying, loss of contact with Earth. He could not see anything of the equipment he had come to service until he switched on the pod's spotlights and banished the shadows. Beneath that small metal plate lay the cause of the trouble. The plate was secured by four lock nuts, and as the entire AE-35 unit had been designed for easy replacement, Poole did not anticipate any problems. It was obvious, however, that he could not do the job while he remained in the space pod. Not only was it risky to maneuver so close to the delicate and even spidery framework of the antenna, but Betty's control jets could easily buckle the paper-thin reflecting surface of the big radio mirror. He would have to park the pod 20 feet away and go out in his suit. In any event, he could remove the unit much more quickly with his gloved hands than with Betty's remote manipulators.